In the meanwhile, I had lived in Germany, and I knew that the Germans had decided Europe is going to be Christian or communist. There is no in between. It's going to be Christian or it's going to be communist. And the Germans decided we're going to keep it Christian if possible. And they started to rearm. And their intention was, by that time, the United States had recognized the Soviet Union, which they did in November 1933. The Soviet Union was becoming very powerful, and Germany realized, well, our turn is going to come soon unless we are strong. The same as we in this country are saying today, our turn is going to come soon unless we're strong, and our government is spending $83 or $84 billion of your money for defense, they say. Defense against who? Defense against 40,000 little Jews in Moscow that took over Russia and then, in their devious ways, took over control of many other governments of the world. Now, for this country to now be on the verge of a third world war from which we cannot emerge a victor is something that staggers my imagination. I know that nuclear bombs are measured in terms of megatons. A megaton is a term used to describe 1 million tons of TNT. 1 million tons of TNT is a megaton. Now, our nuclear bombs had a capacity of 10 megatons. 10 million tons of TNT. That was when they were first developed, 5 or 6 years ago. Now, the nuclear bombs that are being developed have a capacity of 200 megatons. And God knows how many megatons the nuclear bombs that the Soviet Union has have a capacity. So, what do we face now? If we trigger a world war that may develop into a nuclear war, humanity is finished. Why will it take place? It will take place because Act 3, the curtain goes up on Act 3. Act 1 was World War I. Act 2 was World War II. Act 3 is going to be World War III. The Jews of the world, the Zionists, and their co-religionists everywhere are determined that they are going to again use the United States to help them permanently retain Palestine as their foothold for their world government. Now that is just as true as I'm standing here, because not alone have I read it, but many here have read it, and it's known all over the world. Now going to do. The life you save may be your son. Your boys may be on their way to that war tonight, and you don't know it any more than you knew that in 1916 in London, the Zionists made a deal with the British War Cabinet to send your sons to war in Europe. Did you know it at that time? Not a person in the United States knew it. You weren't permitted to know it. Who knew it? President Wilson knew it, Colonel House knew it, others knew it. Did I know it? I had a pretty good idea of what was going on. I was liaison to Henry Morgenthau Sr. in the 1912 campaign when President Wilson was elected. And there was talk around the office there. I was confidential man to Henry Morgenthau Sr., who was chairman of the Finance Committee, and I was liaison between him and Rollo Wells, the treasurer. So I sat in these meetings with President Wilson at the head of the table and all the others, and I heard them drum into President Wilson's brain the graduated income tax and what has become the Federal Reserve, and also indoctrinate him with the Zionist movement. And Justice Brandeis and President Wilson were just as close as the two fingers on this hand, and President Woodrow Wilson was just as incompetent when it came to determining what was going on as a newborn baby. And that's how they got us into World War I, why we all slept send our boys over there to be slaughtered for what? So the Jews can have Palestine as their commonwealth. They've fooled you so much that you don't know whether you're coming or going.